my guest, T. Wise. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. T. Wise, tell us about your ministry.
Well, in a nutshell, my ministry is I'm a youth pastor. I'm also an artist who just loves to speak his heart about God. You know, and it just happens to be in the form of hip hop. I'm just really at the core of me. I'm just a family man who's, you know, just trying to lead his family to God's heart and not his hand. And so that in a nutshell sums me up, you know.
Okay. Born and raised in West Philly. You've got a story to tell, don't you?
Oh, yeah, a long one. I don't think we have enough airtime for that one.
I heard that. Wow. Your first album, Who is T. Wise? How would you describe T. Wise? Who is T. Wise? What was that album about?
Who is T. Wise was just me just trying to introduce who I was as an artist to the world at large, and, you know, and just trying to, you know, revolutionize, I guess, what hip-hop was at that time. It was, you know, gospel hip-hop. It was musically, it was okay because everybody was getting the, you know, producers would make beats for Jay-Z, and then they had these other beats that they wasn't so hot, so they would give those to the Christian artists because the budget wasn't that, you know, it wasn't that good. So I just got with a band of guys, man. I wanted more some equipment, and we just made the Jay-Z, I guess, records at that time, or at least we was trying to make the quality stuff and then put the message of the gospel over it. And so Who Is T-Wise was just musically, you know, I had some rock on there, some laid-back hip-hop stuff. It's a whole bunch of different things on there that just, I guess, tried to paint a picture musically of who I was.
Tell us about the track Heaven.
Heaven is, you know, Heaven is a song that it's always catching on, like year after year. It's like it gets a bigger, if you would, fan base. But Heaven is just one of those passionate records, because I don't write songs. I really say what's on my heart. And it was one of those passionate takes on, man, what it would be like once I got, you know, if I was in line, you know, going into the judgment and now finally seeing my Savior. And I just tried to convey, you know, some of the other songs as well, that passion, how I would feel, how excited I would be to now not have to face his face anymore, but face his face now. And so Heaven is just one of those catchy records that the Lord gave to me, the hook, and I spell Heaven, and then on the end I say, I hope you get in. And so I guess that's what gives it the longevity that it's had.
Your sophomore release, The Game Plan, how different was that from Who Is T-Wise?
Well, The Game Plan was just, it was just a little bit, you know, a different, it was more, I would say, a concept album. The concept more was, you know, just about, you know, I was trying to put the Word of God back into, like, if you could imagine, like, gym bags, you know, like athletes that had, and I was just putting us all as athletes, if you would. And I was seeing people not put the playbook in there, you know, they were going into the games, but, if you were, let's use a basketball concept, the point guard was coming down, and he would put the finger, you know, the one finger up in the air for them to run the play number one, so his team should know that. But when you start to see people colliding into each other in the body of Christ, you realize that, wait a minute, somebody's not in the playbook. And so, you know, and so that was the game plan, was just one of those things. It was like, hey, I want us to all be saying the same thing. We may have some differences. Some may say, hey, I don't speak in tongues. Some may say, hey, I don't do this, I don't do that. But at the end of the day, the core should be Jesus. He was crucified. You know what I'm saying? He lived, died, and rose again, and he's coming back. That should be all of our confession. So that's what The Game Plan was.
Okay.
Yeah.
True Worship Retreat just around the corner. What are you going to be doing for that? What are you going to be doing for that, T-Wise?
Well, I'm just going to be, I guess, you know, just I try to feel my way, whatever the Lord needs me to say. It may, sometimes I try to script music, you know, for particular venues. But my thing is, hey, Lord, this is your show. I'm just a coarse gesture. What does the King want to hear? You know, and so I don't try to play to the crowd. My, you know, the heart of my ministry is, what does the King want to hear? And so sometimes it may not be the song I want to do, but I know he knows that it's needed for that moment. So I'm just going to get in where I fit in, you know, on that particular night and just have a good time worshiping.
How important is it to have a ministry to speak to young people today?
It's very important because this generation, man, is overwhelmed, you know, like no other generation before it, you know.